Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Welts of the Golden State Warriors. He is their president, their COO, and he's a Hall of Famer. As a matter of fact, the last time we spoke with Rick, I believe he was hours away, a day away from being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Rick, thank you so much for joining us on a day where we're celebrating the anniversary of Dancing Cranes. It's good to have you on. How are you, sir?
Nice to be inside out of the rain and be with you.
It is really good to have you here. Tell me what it was like to be inducted into the Hall of Fame one more time. Congratulations, Rick. What was that like for you, your family, your friends?
Yeah, a bit surreal. You know, you're standing up there on the stage with the likes of Grant Hill and Jason Kidd and Steve Nash, and I could go on and on. It's you're kind of like, what the hell am I doing here? And, you know, you, me, a lot of people we know in our industry spend a lot of time standing up in front of hundreds or thousands of people and don't think twice about standing up there and speaking. But I have to tell you, I've never been more nervous in my life than I was for those 8 minutes. And it was awesome. It was unimaginably a gift that I never thought I would experience, and incredibly grateful and humbled by it. And I guess in some ways I'm really glad it's over.
Is there any sort of Hall of Fame initiation you can tell us about? Like, do Lenny Wilkins, Don Nelson, and Bill Walton force you to pound a beer or something after the ceremony?
No, they actually make you wear this really ugly kind of orange, it's supposed to be basketball-colored jacket. This is probably the worst part of the experience, but that's about the extent of the hazing.
That's good. No secret Hall of Fame handshake.
Well, I'd have to kill you if I told you.
Fair enough. Rick Welts, man, it's a two-year anniversary of the groundbreaking over at Chase Center. The Dancing Cranes have turned into a very significant structure that is now standing from the ground. Just tell us a little bit about the project and how far along it's come in just 2 years.
We're probably 75%. Thereabouts completed now as we look toward a September opening. We're thrilled with the progress. I'm so naive in terms of projects like this. I've been involved in some much smaller ones, but nothing at this scale. So I'm like a little kid every day when I'm on site. You know, we spend so much time looking at drawings, and then we spend time looking at renderings, and then you walk out there today and look at the building, and I'm like, I can't believe it looks like exactly the way it's supposed to look. And everyone looks at me like, well, yeah, that's the idea. It's absolutely thrilling because every day, I mean, we have 1,400 people going to work every day at Chase Center to build this project, and every day there's change, and every day we're closer to the finish line. So it's going to be, I think, even more magnificent for our franchise and our community than I even imagined. And that's a thrilling way to feel every day.
We got some big debuts in the coming days, weeks, and months here. We get DeMarcus Cousins on Friday, and then eventually a game one at Chase Center to start next season. These are big moments for this franchise.
Unimaginably big moments, right? This is something that's been in progress for the last 7 years, and to be as close as we are is really amazing. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're only moving 8 miles. We're still going to be the Bay Area's team. We're still going to have an unbelievable roster, and we're going to walk into that building looking toward a really bright future to be able to compete at a championship level, have the resources to compete at a championship level for decades to come, and that's exciting. The thing that, you know, we always talk about the Warriors arena, especially when we're on sports radio talk shows, the reality is this is so much more, right? Of the 200 dates or so a year that there'll be events at Chase Center, only, you know, 50, 60 maybe of those will be Warriors games. And the rest is, you know, imagine the artists that have never been able to play San Francisco before because there's never been a facility like this before in San Francisco. And to me, if you're, doesn't matter what genre of music you like, doesn't matter if it's, you know, an ice show or whether or not it's a tractor pull or NCAA basketball, there's going to be something here for everybody. And I always say, like you were talking about memories, like I always say that we are in the business of creating memories. I'm sure you remember the first time you with a parent or another relative went to an event in an arena. I do. I remember my first concert, and they're memories that last a lifetime. And that's what we're really creating here. We're creating memories for generations to come.
It's a facility the city's never had to play with before, and it's going to really change the landscape of entertainment here in San Francisco. The Hall of Famer, Rick Welts, here on 95.7 The Game. You were just talking about all the other events. Rick, do you know right now which will be the first Chase Center event, a Warriors game or a concert?
Well, it won't be a Warriors game because we won't be playing our first preseason Warriors game until October. So we're very close, I would say, to being able to present. The question most asked is yours, like what's the first event? Usually buildings like this are racing to the deadline in terms of completion, and as a result they maybe have one or two concerts before their basketball team or their hockey team starts playing in the building. We're going to have an opportunity to have a month of events before we play our first Warriors game. So, you know, our goal is to really demonstrate the all the capacity that the building has, the flexibility, the types of acts that will be playing there. So it'll be important in the next couple of months to announce the very first event. But I think if you take a look at the full slate of events that'll open the building, our goal is really to demonstrate how this is going to be a place for everyone.
I know that the first artist will be a big secret until it's announced. But Rick, do you have an opening weekend circled? Do you know when the curtain goes up on the building for sure?
Yeah, our planning process right now has that being the first week in September. Now, you know, we still have a lot of things left to finalize, and we're still 8 months away from getting the building. So it's not in concrete yet, but I think the plan right now is that first week of September.
Instead of talking buildings, let's just talk about this team for a second.
How about that team?
You are privy to practices and behind-the-scenes things that, I don't know, maybe take some of the magic of the illusion of cutting the woman in half. Like, you understand it's a magic trick. You see how it's all put together. When you watch a 51-point quarter get rolled out, are you just left breathless by this team like the rest of us?
Yes. I mean, if you care about this game at all, what this Warriors team is doing right now, these last five or six games, brings back every great memory we've had over the past five, six, 7 years in terms of how this team is playing the game in a more beautiful way than in my mind any team has ever played the game, and to be able to be to witness that live on a regular basis is a treat that I don't take for granted any day, and I hope our fans really appreciate how special this is and how rare this kind of stretch is in any sport, including the NBA. So we're loving it. We're enjoying it, and, you know, we got to give you some things to wring your hand about, so we'll get DeMarcus back on the court, and we can have the world's attention on every move that he makes over the next few weeks to see how he fits into the great thing we have going now. But that's what this team is used to. They're used to being a national focal point for the sport of basketball right now, and I think our guys just say bring it on.
Kareth, talking to Draymond last night.
This is the last game without Boogie Cousins, and I know this is a real simple question, but what is about to change?
All hell about to break loose, so it's going to be fun.
So when all hell breaks loose for this team, they like call you to clean it up, right?
Fortunately, that's a pretty easy job around this team because all hell breaking loose usually means we're taking the sport and entertainment value to a whole different level. And Draymond's Draymond, right? I love that quote.
We've got an NBA All-Star game coming up, and you're probably most responsible for the All-Star weekend as we know it. Do you watch the weekend like a proud papa? And Rick, what do you think of the picking rosters TV show captain style that's going to be given to us this year?
I love that. If I was making that decision, I'm not sure I would have made the same one. I thought of that last year. Everybody was suggesting that when LeBron and Steph were the captains, and good for Steph. You know, I think he was the first one to say we ought to do it live. And you know, I guess I'm more worried about it because when we were choosing up teams on the playground, I was not the number one pick. Right? So, you know, I was one of those kids sweating out, you know, would I be the last guy picked? And nobody wants to be that guy, right? So it will be high entertainment value, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. I really think it's terrific that the players want to do it that way. And yes, I mean, the reality is I don't even recognize the All-Star game from what we launched in 1984 in Denver, Colorado. It was something much different from what it's evolved to today, which is literally a global celebration of the game of basketball. We'll have people there from all over the world who are there just for a few days to celebrate this game and what it means to fans around the world.
Rick, thanks so much for joining us, man. We always look forward to the opportunity to talk with you. We're certainly looking forward to tomorrow night, DeMarcus Cousins making his debut, and we're looking forward to Chase Center becoming a reality for all of us here in the Bay Area. Thank you so much for joining us. It's amazing how much you guys have done in the last 2 years.
Great to be with you, and never forget the Dancing Cranes.
Never, ever. That was incredible. Whose idea was that, by the way?
It truly was a team effort, but it was one that I think it's the only groundbreaking of a stadium arena ever to lead Sports Center. So we remain very proud of it.
As you should, Rick. Thank you very much, man. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Dan.
Rick Welts, Golden State Warrior President and Chief Operating Officer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.